Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got Tom Garrett and Paul Leach.
If you're going to try and roast someone,
I'm sorry.
Do it properly now.
Because I know someone called Tom
nervous.
Leach.
You're nervous.
I'm really nervous.
The nerves. And you're nervous as well. You're sweating buckets.
I'm actually so nervous. I've ripped my trousers early doors.
That was for easy access for later on after the pod.
I am sensing a bit of like tension.
Big sexual tension.
This is your fault for bringing it up on the fellas.
Can I just say, in my only defense here, that I said I'd also date Bevo.
Yeah, but that's clearly a joke.
That's not a joke.
He's
had his teeth done in Turkey.
No, he didn't. It's a retainer.
It's not.
Why do you know that?
You took him out, so I didn't even take him out.
No, that was his old teeth. He's had new teeth.
Oh.
And he's been signed to Steve-O, the madman's like
that's
company.
Random.
Fucking weird. I don't know how long he can keep just swallowing food and make a career out of
it. My predictions for 2024.
Yeah, we're all going to opened.
No, but he's going to 2024.
Okay, that's a lovely thing to say.
Well, if he does, it's quite sad.
Fuck him.
Anyway, how's the hair transplant been? See some little whispers there.
So it's been 1 minute and you've tried to roast me twice. Is that, I'll have you know, actually.
How long ago did you get it?
About 3 years ago. I'll have you know that
before
it happened, it was a lot worse than it is now. It's actually doing okay.
I feel like it was all right. Not a few years ago.
Well, yeah, because that's when it happened. So it looked better after it happened.
No,
but
I mean,
before the transplant, it was way worse.
Transplant.
You didn't even go turkeys, or you went to London. You went like proper.
Yeah, but I will say this actually, a lot of people, because I have naturally thin hair, it was unlikely that it would take quite strong. That's why you'll see a lot of people have multiple transplants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, are you mocking my hair?
Yeah.
Are you body shaming him?
I am, yeah.
That's actually sexual assault.
Is it?
To call someone bald.
Well, sign me up. Arrest me.
And I will say, I was debating going back for a second, but I actually quite like it now.
Oh,
mate, you know what? A body confidence, that's what we like. We like a strong man.
And I can name many famous sexy men.
Go on.
What? I mean, we could order that.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking in a few...
You mean many famous bald men, but sexy many, men?
Yes, I do.
Not just
yes,
famous sexy men.
Yes, no, I did mean that. Jason Statham.
Mm-hmm.
Is he that sexy?
Are these all with bad hair?
They're all bald, yeah.
Bald, yeah.
Prodigy.
So in the future...
Prodigy.
No, Prodigy's not bald yet, but he has got a big McDonald's.
Both of these pair are going soon. Look at them.
Yeah. The Rock.
The Rock.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Is he that sexy?
Is he fit?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking.
He's like, say what again?
No. What the fuck was that?
That's Samuel L. Jackson.
I can name...
okay, you got Jason. I'll give you Jason Statham, but he's tiny.
The Rock. Bruce Willis.
I don't really know who he looks like.
Well, Bruce, Die Hard?
Yeah, I watched Die Hard.
How old are you?
He was in Friends. 24. He was in Friends.
You're 24.
I don't really watch Friends.
Oh my God.
You don't...
You've never seen Friends?
I don't really like Friends. Like, I watch it. I never had like Sky growing up.
No, neither
it wasn't
did I.
On Sky.
Yeah. Anyway, how's your arm?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all healed now?
Yeah, it's all right now, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, well, don't, Thomas, come on. You know I'm apologetic about it.
So
actually, these are the trousers
arm.
You bought me.
Oh, and you ripped them?
Yeah, they ripped.
You bought him trousers, sorry, for breaking his arm.
Because when it happened, when they had to put my arm back for the cast, nice. I got all the shit on me.
I've got you a jumper, t-shirt or something?
You got me a t-shirt.
A basket.
I actually think this is the t-shirt as well.
Oh. I felt really, really bad for it, actually.
So you broke your friend's arm.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was the fact that they would just refuse to operate on you for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so
why?
Well, I could have stayed in London and I possibly had it done within a few days, but I was like, I'd rather be back home. I could beat my mum and dad's and like my mum can just look after
Whacked me in a taxi from London to Birmingham.
Yeah, that was a fun journey.
Really?
Off my head on like fucking
journey.
Whatever.
That's expensive. My favourite thing was Lewis's reaction.
Oh,
it was like someone stuck it in your ass unexpectedly. Like you were just like bobbing up and down.
You know that. I know.
Your reaction was the best because
I'm hard.
No,
I'm a strong, hard man.
I don't know.
I'd pass out.
Well, yeah.
There's no.
Well, Will actually was about to pass out. He ran out. Yeah. No, legit. Will has like a bad thing with like blood and like injuries and that. Yeah. So he actually ran out, whereas you just firmed it. But you went into shock.
Yeah, I think you've got to realize you say that, but when you're actually in the situation, what choice do you have? You go into shock, there's adrenaline, And actually, when it was still, it was all right.
Why? What is this?
Because that's how my arm was. It was disconnected.
It disconnected,
so the bottom half of my arm, I had no control over. It was just like flopping.
Getting you in the car was pretty rough.
But yeah, that was
rough. Did you have to get
wheelchaired
out?
We had to put like a...
Because it was disconnected. Basically, the lower...
His arm could have ripped off.
That arm, the lower arm was disconnected from the top, so it was just... So I had to try and hold it
in place. It was literally hanging.
So if I moved, the bones would like... It was horrible.
What the fuck?
So when we got there, they put me on that vape pen thing that just not well helped, didn't it?
No, but then they gave you the struggle.
But it was like a pen, but it was like a vape pen. Yeah, you'd like
sign
it.
Sign me up. Mate,
you know when you went on that? I don't know how you can do it. You got a lot of experience with stuff like that because they put me that, you know, the match. I couldn't do it. I kept choking on it.
Oh, I loved it.
I couldn't do it. It's too strong in my throat.
Your body is falling apart.
Okay, unnecessary.
Your hips are coming out.
Hang on a minute. Let's ride it back to his arm. Let's not
your
hair's
falling out. Your hips falling out.
I'm actually on a 12-week rehab plan to get me back playing.
Why do you keep doing fitness?
It's actually obviously really not for you, though. Strong, though, in fairness.
No, it is for me. Football's not for me. It's a bit different.
Okay, fine.
But by the time we got to the hospital with his arm, the whole hospital knew about it.
Really?
Well,
you're Mr. Worldwide now. That was everything.
Well, Shinana, it's not about yourself. Yeah, when we pulled up, he was like, he snapped his arm, and the woman was like, what? So he broke his arm, and Theo was like, no, look. He's like, fucking hell, get him to x-ray now. And they're just like that in my head. And then, the worst was when they were like, we've got the x-ray, and Theo was like, I don't think you should look at it yet. So I'm just sat there in my chair.
Nah, mate.
All the nurses went in, ten of them, and all I heard was, oh my God. Oh. And I'm sat there
bad.
Going.
You know it's bad?
When I said to you, I was like, I'm not going to have it amputated.
No, you legit thought it was after get cut off.
Oh,
but you know it's bad
God.
When the fucking doctor is going, oh my God. God,
yeah,
and that's all because of you.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe it was both of us, really. But yeah,
I'm quite strong, to be fair.
You guys taught me never to. I'll never arm wrestle ever. My arms are like toothpicks.
I should have just gave up.
You
really?
Yeah.
Well, I genuinely think that actually has caused like arm wrestling to go down in the UK.
Yeah,
the arm wrestle.
No, legit.
No, a lot of people have said to me, yeah, they'd never do it again. But
because bones, they don't mind being stretched. Or bent, right. But they don't like twisting.
It was the angle I was at as
in
well.
In arm wrestle, it twists, so it like splinters. But we've never released your x-ray.
Have I not?
No, because people said, oh, just fight it.
Oh.
Like, look at his arm. Yeah, really. He's got a giant scar.
Yeah.
Do you?
You're going to see it?
Yeah, that's quite hot. Get it out.
Gonna see my scar.
Yeah, like a scar. Like, if you had a scar on your face. Yeah, by the end of this pod, you'll be all rizzed up, darling.
Hang on, let me move this. So that.
Oh!
That is the scar.
Fucking hell.
Is that hot?
That looks strong and hard. Like,
you look like, I don't know what you look like. You look like it's been like put on.
Yeah, it's protruded and stuff.
You need a bit of bio oil.
Do you find that scar hot?
You'll have to put
If it was on his face.
Really?
Yeah, like it looks like you've been a very angry.
Very naughty boy.
Very angry man. Enough about breaking bones. I want to talk about not breaking my back in the kitchen. And that's why today's sponsor is, of course, HelloFresh. I love HelloFresh because it's so quick and easy to use. I always choose my recipes from the easy cooking section because I am lazy and I don't have time to be doing a 40-minute meal. HelloFresh comes to your door with all the ingredients ready to make the finest meals, which means you don't have to be going out shopping. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. And also, you can say how many people you're feeding so that there is no food waste with your HelloFresh. HelloFresh makes sticking to a balanced lifestyle so much easier. There's no commitments. You can skip a week whenever you want, and there is more taste and less waste. This week, I've been playing around with all my recipes as there is 44 recipes that you can choose from. So if you're a fussy eater, there's still no excuse. I'm really enjoying the cheddar cheeseburger. It's simple, easy. I've also been pushing the boat out with a Mexican style pilaf. What a bargain that is. So whatever you're into, whatever you're feeling, you don't have to get a takeaway because you can make it at home. I'm someone that's not very good at maths. If you ask me to measure something, I guarantee it'll be wrong, which is why HelloFresh has the pre-portion ingredients, so it's less hassle. You just have to put it together and eat it. Valentine's Day is also coming up. Why don't you try and cook something for him? A romantic meal. He'll be so impressed. And that is what will get you the bargain gift. Go to hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace to get 60% off of your first order and 25% off of your next 2 months. That is hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace.
So, sorry, address the elephant in the room then.
What about Grace fancying me?
Yeah, because you did say that. And also, I'll have you know, Grace.
Here we go.
It is reciprocated a little bit.
Obviously. So what,
when have I ever said
don't
that?
Lie.
Mate,
don't lie.
On the bus up north the other day when you had a few drinks. Mm. We all know what you said.
Bollocks. It's honestly bollocks.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, you know funny that, because the mics were recording. Bring the mic in, Lewis.
Tom also had a rock on when he came in.
Excuse
me? Like, yeah. Is that what ripped, I said, that's what ripped the trousers?
I said, please put it down, put the weapon away, and we'll all carry on with the pod. What are you looking at right now?
You mean a donut? Wait, Lewis, really quickly, can you just back me up that he was saying he does fancy Grace?
Obviously.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah,
I said she's attractive.
So on an actual level, should we do a video where you two go on
a
date?
No, we're going to do on a date right now. We're going to go on a date. You need to be the waiter. Wheeling. Be the waiter.
The waiter?
Yeah, that's not a third role.
I'm not agreeing to this.
You are. I'm coming in and sitting down.
This is not.
Is he your type?
I'm coming in and sitting down.
Sitting down. Do you want to swap seats?
Okay, no, I'm sitting
down. I'm getting nervous now. I feel like I'm actually on a date.
Okay, say hello to me. But you be the waiter. You can interject. Sorry.
Hello there.
All right, Bab.
Bab?
That's
like chicken run.
What did he just say?
I was going to serve you your food first.
Oh, no, I'm saying hello to my date.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, sir.
Hi, Tom, you all right?
Yeah, not bad yourself.
Oh, yeah, amazing, thanks. What are you up to then?
I'm on a date with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Are you going to get me a drink?
No.
Okay. Waiter, can you get me one?
There's a lot of eye contact here. I'm enjoying it.
Waiter, come on.
Hello
drinks,
there, sir. Would you like a drink?
I will have a scotch on the rocks.
That's a very manly drink there, sir.
Boy,
would you like a drink?
Such a big boy. I would like a vodka cranberry, please.
Okay, then.
Oh, God. Vodka cranberry.
The pussy's fresh cranberry juice.
Oh, God, I'm really... this date's over. This date is done.
Would that be it for you?
If you said my pussy's fresh...
I just wanted to get it out in the open. The elephant in the room.
Also, if you say your pussy's fresh, it's probably not.
Yeah, that's fair. The cobweb...
That'd be like if I said I've got a big cock.
We all know that's not true.
It actually is very big, actually. We've got multiple videos of it.
Why?
Because we have to blur it out every time. He loves getting his knob out.
I am part of the night. Getting my knob out with my mates, yeah.
Are we
more than that, Tom? What do you say? What do you say?
You've got to be less strong than
that. I wouldn't ever usually be like this, but I need, you know, we've only got an hour.
Yeah, why do you get your knob out all the time on nights
out? I don't know, it's funny, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
You laugh when I get my cock out.
That's because it's
no,
full.
I tell you to put it away, ASAP.
Lewis, you laugh when I get my cock out, don't you? Okay.
Lewis said no.
So I'm obviously just a flasher.
Reeve laughs it.
Reeve likes it. Does like it. But Reeve is a bit sus.
And the one that is getting their cock out in front of all the men is not.
The only single one as well.
Are you single, are you?
Yes.
Well, that's really weird. Because same.
See, that was better.
Thank you.
That was better. You're not coming on as strong anymore.
How long have you been single for?
September, October, November, December, January. 5 months.
How's it going?
Hell.
Oh.
Wait, hang on. What date are we on?
January.
So last year?
Yeah.
Last January? You've been single since then?
Well, that would be a year. Oh, I said right. 5 months.
Mate, you
went bang, 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 January.
No, she didn't. She went September, October, November, December, January.
Carry on.
Oh, are you actually quite sad?
No, I'm actually all right.
Oh, sorry.
But the DMs are dry. Cobwebs. So if you guys actually do
maybe
have
it's
any
because
single
you
way,
act like this.
I don't fucking act like this on dates. I'd be like, are you okay? So shy.
Too shy.
Have you actually been on dates?
No.
You haven't been on a date yet?
My DMs are dry. I'd have to wait.
No, but you can use apps. You can use...
Why don't you go on like that famous one?
Raya. It's just full of...
I know somebody who's
boys.
On that now.
Who?
Chris MD.
No, I didn't say that.
Is it Chris MD?
He's not going to... No, it's not that.
It's Chris MD.
No, it's not.
It's Chris MD.
It's not.
No, he's on the...
He's actually not on that.
Umpa-lumpa one.
That's harsh.
Sorry. Sorry, Chris. I actually really like Chris. So, there's no need for that.
So would you go on Raya?
I'm trying to show off in Birdia.
You rather meet someone in person.
Get you. Yeah.
So, but would you, are you hoping to just focus on your career right now?
Yeah, with a bit of cock on the side though. Like, Jesus Christ.
Do you want another Porsche?
Yeah, I do actually. I really do.
They are nice cars.
Anything else you've got asked then?
So you don't want to go on dates at all?
No, what do you talk about?
What?
What do you talk about?
On a date?
Anything. Yeah.
Just talk about anything.
I've never been...
You've never been on a date?
I've been on one.
You've never been on a date?
I went on one ice skating and the second one with my ex. I met him at a party first.
Yeah, that's the...
Wait, you've never been on a date?
And then we went on a date after, but obviously then you've got stuff to talk about.
Oh, what? Hang on a minute.
Yeah. You've genuinely never been on a date.
Not like a first time ever meeting someone date.
Oh, I'm not a big dater.
No, it's scary. It's scary out there.
No, it is indeed terrifying.
It's not terrifying.
It is indeed terrifying.
You've been on dates though.
Yes. Don't stop.
What kind of dates, Tom?
Go on.
No.
He's a very big dating man.
No, I'm not.
Serial dater.
No, I'm not. In and out, revolving door dates.
I reckon I've been on 7 dates in my whole life.
We all know that's a lie.
I swear on Poppy's life.
No, yeah, mate, I can count 3 been on the last week.
That's bollocks.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Is it?
I've been on 1, 2. This year, I've been on one.
You went to the pub. No. Where else have you been?
How do you know about that one?
How do you know about that?
I was there stalking.
After work, at the hotel.
What?
Wasn't it?
What are you on about?
It was.
That was high.
It was.
I genuinely don't know what you're on about. I will happily admit it.
What about up in Birmingham?
I don't date.
That's like what someone who dates a lot would say.
I swear to God, I don't.
I'm too busy, man.
I'm just focusing on myself.
Are you like a dinner and date though? Like, is that your go-to date?
No, my last date was Flight Club.
That is a banger.
What's that?
It's so good. It's fun. No, it is sick. Yeah. Have you been to Electric Shuffle?
No. I don't leave the house. What?
Man,
what
do you actually do other than just stare at your Porsche? Like,
all right.
Look at all the money I'm making.
Out of pocket. What is it?
Flight Club is where you go and play darts and eat really nice curly fries, and their food's amazing.
You took a girl to play darts.
Sounds shitty.
No, it is good though. It is good.
She loved it. Trust me.
Okay, I do trust you. I do.
You can drink alcohol there as well.
Okay, that's fine.
It's good practice to get in.
And I'm bad. I'm too much. Nice.
I bought my own darts.
The report.
Did you? I was going to say, that's an ick.
It'd be like if you went Top Golf.
Do you know what it's like? If you go bowling and bring your own shoes, that's fucking vile.
Well,
Who owns bowling shoes? No one owns bowling shoes. Like professional bowlers. Yeah, but they're quite cool.
Professional bowlers. What?
The number one professional bowler in the world, who's actually just retired.
Also,
he's like 20-time world champ, and he's really aggressive.
Nowadays, you don't need bowling shoes.
How do you know that?
Because I went bowling like a few months ago
for a date.
No, it weren't. That was at the age of 27. Bowling's class.
I hate bowling because you got to do the awkward walk back,
other than Porsche
and eating. But apart from that, not much. Yeah, there's no and drinking.
Oh,
ideal date would have to. What would your ideal date be? I know you're in a relationship, but if you have
to go right now. Stay in, watch a nice film. I'll cook a nice steak, make some homemade sweet potato fries, cider broccoli. If we're going out, I really want to go to Hijingo Bingo. That looks fun.
Oh, I like bingo.
Is
that like Bongo Bingos?
No, it's Hijingo
Bingo. Why do they all have to rhyme?
It's called Hijingo Bingo. You go there, drink, you get like food, and it's like, Hijingo!
Yeah, so it's like Bongo Bingos.
No. Like, and they have like dancing robots and shit there.
Yeah, Bongo Bingo.
I don't know what Bongo Bingo is.
So what are you saying?
We're wasting time then.
Is it like Bongo Bingo?
And the little like putt shacks, they're a lot of fun.
You just get shit faced, play bingo, and then you can win prizes. A girl I know won a telly. I swear to God, she got up on stage and it was like 10 o'clock at night and they give her this telly.
How do you get home with it?
She was like, I'm going to have to go home now. Put the telly off and then come back out.
She actually got the telly?
Yeah.
Flat
There's
screen.
Like double-ended you win. It's fucking mental. Bongo Bingos. It's
double-ended.
Have either of you been pegged?
No. I don't want to. It terrifies me.
No, yeah. I've had a finger up my arse, but it feels
good. A lot of my mates say finger up bum. It feels good.
Finger up bum. finger up bum.
But for me personally, I'd say...
You've never had a finger up
your ass. I don't want it. I never want it. And I'm terrified of it. And that's just my personal preference. If you have an issue with that, that sounds like a problem.
I don't want to go near a guy's ass because I feel like you guys don't... You guys feel like don't wash properly.
We absolutely do wash properly.
Do you douche?
What's that?
What?
Exactly. There we go.
I shower. We also don't have a fanny. So how are we going
to
do
it? There's nothing to do with fanny. You put water up your arsehole, squirt out, cleans it all out.
Mm. I thought that was a colonoscopy, whatever it's called.
What?
It's like a homemade one. Edoscopy.
I thought you were like smart, like a Tory and that.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Me? And Edoscopy. Wait, shut up. I do like the toilets with the
Yeah, that's basically like...
Not really.
Yeah, they,
you know what?
They take you by surprise.
They are, once you use it once, you're like, okay, I can do this. But the first time is a bit scary. But it actually is much more hygienic.
And you don't know when the water's going to stop. So you've just got to sit there waiting for it to...
Well, you just turn off.
Oh, is that how it works?
What, how?
I just wait for it to stop.
What? So
what?
You never have to stop?
No, they do stop.
Well, you've got automatic one.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done one.
Really? You're asking. Riveting.
Yeah, I was hairy as well.
That's what I mean. If someone was like, lick my arsehole and it's just like the secret garden in there, I don't know. There's no way I could go near that. No like, chance in hell.
Rude or Lick's head.
Nice.
What boys?
You know who that is?
No.
Okay. Who?
Rude or Lick.
You don't know who Rude or Lick is?
I would cry
if it's
so
a footballer, I'm sorry.
Do you know who Tomiyasu is?
Fuck you. How about that? How about that?
Why? Have you shagged Tomiyasu?
No, but I didn't know who he was. I said it on a podcast. I went, who's your suit?
No. Have you not seen it? By the way, Tomiyasu is getting strays.
What does that mean? Does it mean I'm ugly?
No, he's getting strays, like unnecessary abuse towards Tomiyasu. He's just a lovely fellow. Great
right
back. Who's
Yasu? Because I didn't know it was Tommy.
You called him Yasu.
And I didn't know. And all of the fucking boys with the English flags in their fucking names were like, fucking suit. And I was like, what? I don't watch football.
You know who Ben White is?
No, I know Wayne Rooney. And I know Jack Grealish, Phil Foden. Phil Foden. And...
To be fair, we saw Jack Grealish in person the other day.
Did you?
Did we?
The other month.
I didn't.
Did you leave?
I had a stag do, didn't I? Oh,
he was. Who else did you see in person?
He was good looking.
Yeah, he's a good looking man.
He's well kept.
Dua Lipa?
I did see Dua Lipa in person.
In what sense?
She was standing about 20 metres from me.
Okay.
Whilst he was in the bush outside her house.
With binoculars.
No, it was actually at a premiere, actually.
Oh, so you didn't speak to her?
I didn't speak to her, no.
That's your hall pass.
I just took a photo.
50 yards, am I like a freak?
I did get a photo of John Cena.
That was cool.
John Cena,
yeah.
Is he tall in real life?
No, I'm taller than him.
Wow.
He's quite short, actually, but he's a big boy.
You're taller than John Cena, really? Yeah.
That's a flex.
Yeah, taller than John Cena.
He's massive.
But everyone's like, oh my God, you took a selfie on your own.
Oh no, that's exactly what he said. He's a winner.
Yeah, no, bang though.
Oh, Paul Lewis getting dragged into
and Henry
See,
Cavill.
That's a
I don't know who that
that's
is.
Do you know who Henry Cavill is?
Henry Cavill.
Superman?
I've heard that name. I've never seen Superman.
Ed Westwick. You know who he is?
Oh, yeah. XOXO.
Girl.
Gossip Girl.
Oh, is he in that? Is he?
Yeah.
I've only ever seen him in, oh shit, what's the show called? White Gold. Have you seen that?
Never heard of it.
One culture. How good is that, buddy? Fucking class.
What you got on your list?
Anyway, I've got a little nice little game for you.
A game?
And I want you to rate my scran.
What kind of podcast is it?
No.
Do you know who we are? We're the Pitch Side Boys making all the...
Did you see the scran?
Rosie, how do I...
Did you see the scran I put on Twitter the other day? Pizza fries.
So what do you think of
terrible.
This?
Yeah, that's lit. That right there is a chocolate,
lit.
Banana, and Oreo pancake
crepe.
Can you
turn the brightness up, please?
Sorry.
That if that's poo, I'll be sad. But that is Oreo, banana, and chocolate crepe. That looks unreal. 10 out of 10.
You 10 out of 10?
Yeah,
that?
Without the diarrhea,
I don't know.
Without the diarrhea.
What would you rate that?
That's lasagna. Nice 7
Why
out of 10.
Why do you know all this?
Well, it is lasagna. That's a sausage pasta bake with chorizo.
That looks horrible.
That looks class.
Okay. What about this one?
That looks shocking. Are these all these meals? Are these all your meals, are they?
Go on, explain what these are.
That right there.
I wouldn't feed that
No, that is unreal. That's asparagus, potato,
a what?
And salmon.
Asparagus? Asparagus? You're nervous, bro. Come
that's
on.
Potatoes, salmon with a bit of creamy sauce.
And
I'll tell you what it is, yeah, it's shit.
Because food don't look nice. Also, that looks class.
Can I move on to the next topic?
Yeah, I can't wait for this next
one. Do you have anything weird, Tom, that you do in the bedroom? Weird kinks that you do?
Grunt and finish in 30 seconds, you mean?
That's quite
You've sold
time.
It. Brilliant.
Yeah. Come on, ladies, sign me up. No, not really.
No, nothing. What about you, Theo? No, what do you...
Theo,
what are you into in the bedroom?
I can tell you some of Theo.
Yeah, go on.
Theo reckons he has sex every day, twice a day.
Twice a day?
Not Jay from the in-between.
For 30 seconds each time.
Of course.
Yeah.
At a push.
Really? And what was the other thing you said the other day? Shit.
You want to go there again, Tommy?
Shit, what did you say?
I think... Do you enjoy going to Pound Town?
Yes, that was it. That's what it is. I will say this.
Yeah.
That was entirely a joke, you know.
No,
I was just about to say... I know you very well. I can't imagine you actually being serious.
Do you really think
that.
I'm going to say,
can you whisper
oh, yeah, it's time to go Pound Town, love.
Why would you say it like that when you whisper it?
whisper it?
I don't know, like seductively.
Are you ready to?
Why are you
ticket?
Shouting in the bedroom?
Why not?
What are you silent? I bet you're like that, ain't you?
So spot on. So spot on.
Pillow princess for sure.
100%. There's no way I'm doing anything.
This whole Pound Town thing got really taken out of context, you know.
It's just because you're so famous and loved.
Who said? I didn't even say it. Chris said it.
Chris said it.
Chris said it.
He is the culprit.
Chris, by the way.
Okay.
Naughty little devil.
Oh.
I heard a story the other day on, was it The Fellas when you was on about the VR headset or something?
No.
Oh, did you ever wank on one of them as well?
No.
No.
Oh, is that Arthur who did that?
No, Arthur told a story about how he wore like haptic feedback thing. And he like met a girl and had a wank in the headset. But we're trying to figure out who it was. And then obviously we don't know who it was. But then we went round Chris's and there's a few other boys who live there. I won't name all the names.
I will.
George Clark, Arthur Hill and Chris. they all live together, which is well known. But guess what was in the corner of the room?
A VR set.
VR
of whose room?
That won't be George
Clark. The living
Clark.
Room.
Oh, that won't no. be George Clark because he's not short.
I feel like...
Why does it matter?
I'm not about his height. He is short.
I don't think it would be Arthur Hill.
Why?
I can't imagine him having like a wank in a headset.
So you're telling me it's Chris? So
it's got to be Chris.
Can you imagine Chris doing that?
Never met Chris.
But you've never met Chris?
No, I've never met Chris.
Do you think he's beautiful?
Sure.
Okay.
Anyway,
what's next on the agenda there?
Actually, out of all three of them, I do like all three of them a lot.
Yeah.
I think Arthur gives me those vibes the most.
Really?
No, Arthur's too cool.
No, but it would be like, I can imagine him in like a sweater vest.
Yeah.
Being like, wrote a new song, then had a wank.
100% it'll be Chris, 100%. Be like, I'm just trying something new today.
No, is that how he talks, is it?
Yeah, but I feel like if there was like poor headset, it would be easy to wank, but then I'd be worried about my surroundings. Like, what if someone's walked in?
We did it with a flashlight as well, didn't we?
Shut up. That's extreme. If you have a flashlight. Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you've got a flashlight, it's extreme.
Why, though? Do you have a.
I don't really use.
But you do. So
I do only gifted.
Though. That's sexism.
Gifted. Oh, my God.
Gifted.
Yeah, you get them for ads.
Oh.
What ads are you doing for?
The ad queen.
Sorry, wait,
get out on my own pod.
Wait, you've taken a paid sponsorship for a though.
Yeah, they pay quite well.
Are you hands on your life?
Hands on heart.
A lot of her brand is sex.
You've actually promoted a
yeah. Said happy Valentine's Day.
That's
yeah. That's quite cool.
Yeah. Obviously, I didn't.
How much do they pay you?
Well, we're not doing that.
Well, how many?
Yeah, go on. What's your monthly salary?
Well, how many stories was it? How many stories?
It was a TikTok.
Oh.
Oh,
and we know you're the TikTok
was it 50
queen,
grand?
Slay queen.
Blink if it was higher than 50 grand.
I have to blink. I have to blink.
She blinked.
It was. I had to blink. This is a human function. No,
but you're quite open with how much you earn.
No, I didn't even say about the Porsche till you just said about Porsche.
Wait, no one mentioned.
Well,
you've the
just
Porsche,
mentioned.
You just fucking mentioned it twice. Oh my god! Right, that's being cut.
You can't cut them.
Why?
Because it's
why, driver? Were you doing TikTok at university?
Yeah, my second year, third year.
Was that wild?
Yeah.
What you mean you haven't been following us since then? Wow.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
Wow. On earth?
I don't think that's my kind of content.
I followed Grace on my first account. She's funny.
On your first account?
I'm on like my 11th.
Really?
Yeah. On TikTok, yeah. Because I'm so cool and hard, lady.
Can I go through my friends and see which friends you'd like to date?
Okay.
Oh, that's
okay.
A great one.
Well, date or...
Because I've got a friend I'd like to set you up with.
Right. Date or dust?
Date or dust. Okay, so we've got Izzy Oakley.
Who's that?
She follows you.
I need photos.
She follows you.
Back.
Come on, of course she does.
Hang on a minute. The fact that you know that she follows Tom and that Tom didn't follow her back knows.
Rating YouTubers.
What's I on there?
No, and if you were, you'd be down the bottom. So this is Izzy.
Go on, next photo.
Okay.
Next. Next. I can't really see her, but go on.
Come on.
Yeah, mate, a few beers, yeah. Sorry. So I'm joking.
By the way, she fancies you because she followed you and then you, she, and
it's
also,
a joke. It's a joke. Come
but
on.
But she knows that you didn't follow her back.
Well, she obviously she's... knows. I don't see everyone who follows me.
You don't.
Whoa! Big time, eh?
No, I don't know. I'd have to see her in person. Anyone could look good on a photo.
Oh, you're a humble guy, you know. Such a you're more of a personality man, aren't you?
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Who's next?
That's all I wanted, actually. I just wanted to see if you dated.
Did she ask you to ask?
No, but I thought I'd do it out of goodwill.
Oh, so after you've tried to stick it on me, you're now trying to get your mate to stick it on me.
I mean, look, you've got to take one of us, so take
what,
it as you will.
What do you say his favourite feature, his best feature is?
Whose?
Tom's. Pearly blue eyes?
Have you got blue eyes?
You mean you
as if you, as
I've
if
got my glasses
been,
on. I've
you've
got
both been staring each other in the eyes for the last hour.
Like a two, whatever. Maybe the beard.
We actually, are we blurry to you?
Yeah, you guys are like a little
bit. Wait, legit.
I swear to God, I don't actually have cataracts. I've got astigmatism.
What's that?
What's that?
One eye's shit and the other
eye. You have got a bit of a lazy eye.
Hey.
I'm joking.
Do you actually have a...
I swear. Stop looking at my eyes because now I'm getting paranoid.
I never noticed it.
Yeah, and I drove here without my glasses. Huh?
I like glasses on girls.
Not mine.
Wait, well, you got them?
Oh, they're
no, they're in my car.
They're like
oh, you need them to drive?
No, they're like spectacles.
What? Yes, they're spectacles, aren't they?
Oh, I thought that was like the one that you put.
No, that's a monocle.
All right. Why do you know that?
Because I'm a very
we're
smart
not idiots.
Or a false.
I have noticed recently that my long vision is getting a bit bad.
So your hip, your hair, your vision,
breath.
Have you ever done a half Ironman? Have you ever run a marathon?
No, because I'm self-aware.
Can you bench 100 kg?
Yeah.
He nearly got beat by someone in a wheelchair on his Ironman.
Who started an hour and a half early?
He was in a wheelchair.
He was getting pushed.
So?
By the fittest man ever. It's not just any fucking wheelchair poke. He's getting pushed by a guy who does marathons with him every weekend. They're very famous, actually.
Are they?
Yeah, famously fit.
Oh,
and, okay.
And they had an hour and a half head start.
Steady on stage.
I'd see you do it.
I would. I've got better things to
do. I'm actually running a half marathon in 4 weeks.
I think that's like a midlife crisis. When people start doing marathons, it's like...
Oh, when people start exercising, it's a midlife crisis. Yeah. When people start looking after their body.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
I do hot girl walks.
Hot girl walks?
I do 30 minutes on the treadmill while watching Real Housewives.
I like it. What about outside? Have you been outside?
No, I'm too scared.
But you live in like the poshest area.
I don't live in the poshest area. I live at the bottom of the hill.
So walk up and down the hill.
Okay. Yeah.
Incline training is really good for you.
It burns a lot of calories. Do you have a treadmill in your house?
Yeah. A little one. It goes under the sofa.
Wow.
Do you have a gym in your house?
No.
Sauna?
Money's
no.
Changed.
Steam room?
Guys.
Swimming pool?
No.
Money's do you have, changed
it's
you.
A new build, so let's put the expectations on.
Oh, another flex.
No, that's not a flex. They're built shit.
You have like one of them like hallways before you get in the house. Like a thingy room, you know.
A hallway.
Yeah, like
a porch.
A porch.
No.
A hallway before you get in the house.
That's
he just
like,
said, by the way.
The worst sentence I've ever heard in my life.
A porch.
Okay, sorry.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
If you guys were to do you another fight, but a fight, who would you fight?
Did you watch my previous fight?
Hmm?
Did you watch my previous fight?
Yeah, that was terrible from you. Terrible performance.
I don't really have anyone I'd want to fight.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Cal Breezy, Brody C, Lewis.
Boovy's like double my weight and height.
Adam McCullough.
Bevo.
I like all them.
Bevo.
I'd fight Bevo, actually.
Would you?
I mean, just because it would be easy.
Lewis.
Lewis.
Nah, Lewis is my friend.
Oh, that was really sweet.
I am a...
Do you like Lewis? Do you think he's attractive?
He looks like my ex, to be fair.
He does.
I wasn't going to mention it.
He does.
Yeah.
Identical. So you would actually say Lewis is your type.
No.
So you?
Sorry, Lewis. You do have a girlfriend.
So your ex wasn't your type?
Hang on.
Hang on a minute. So what? They are basically identical. They are identical.
You basically shag Lewis.
Right, red.
Really?
Oh, he has got bright red.
He has going to be red, actually. What about me last month?
Yeah, basically, I've shagged Lewis, I guess. But
no, you haven't, for clarity.
For clarity. Yeah, I definitely have not.
She has.
In my head.
In your head. Cause
steady on.
It's the same as looking at your ex. Like, do you know what I mean? So when you think back about shagging your ex, basically Lewis.
Yeah. Thank you for that sign.
I really liked your ex.
Did you? Everyone did.
Other than you?
He actually helped me.
No,
I know he did. That was actually really sweet.
What did you do?
I was getting pissed still.
You were like,
grow up, Theo.
Yeah.
I was having
a panic attack. And she told me to grow up.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing, to be fair. She told me to grow
four
up.
Beers.
And then and then your ex came and said, "Don't worry, I've got this." And he looked after me.
He was a really nice lad, to be fair to him.
All right, fuck, you go shag him then.
I fucking will. I won't.
But Jesus wept.
The game's the game.
The game is the game.
Have you ever talked about why you broke up?
No.
Have you addressed that you broke
Shall
up?
We? Yeah. Shall we get into it
no.
now?
No, it's not.
Is that actually quite deep?
No.
Sorry.
Okay. No, I mean,
oh,
no.
Are you, wait, oh my God. You're not going to... Are you going to cry?
No. What's going on?
Oh, God.
Oh, hey.
I'm the one having a panic right now.
Sorry. Are you actually okay?
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. I didn't know if that was...
It's okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
What, are you sweating a bit now?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
That's right.
She's not.
Just took a turn for it.
Okay, man.
Anyways, man. Fucking
hell.
Drugs.
What was I saying? Who would you fight?
Oh, yeah.
Kinnell.
Theo would never say a name. He's like PR trained.
I would not fight because I realise that I'm actually a lover, not a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And getting punched in the face is just not fun at all. And I tried it the other day and it's just not for me,
you
really.
You think I could do a boxing match?
Yes.
Really? Why
Who would you fight?
Your head?
I don't think you could.
Really? I'd have to pick, like, my weight category would be like...
What is your weight category?
12 and under, wouldn't it?
What's that? 12 and under.
I just
12 years old and under.
Oh.
Yeah, no, don't bother.
Do you exercise?
Fuck you, how about that?
Do you exercise? Sorry.
I just told you I do hot girl walks.
Yeah, but apart from your hot girl walks, do you like train?
No, obviously. No.
Yeah, you'd have to for a boxing fight.
Go on.
You don't strike me as the athletic type.
Thank you.
I'm honest.
Yeah.
No, anyone can be athletic, man. It doesn't matter where you come from. Anyone can start and prosper.
Even me?
D.
Even you.
I could be the next Elle Brooke.
What, sell your pom-pom online?
No, if it gets to that.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't do that, actually.
Would you do OnlyFans?
No, there's the facilities that I have, people would ask for refunds. There's no way.
You're selling yourself here.
Thank you. You're really actually, sorry, Tom, I've got amazing assets. No,
you
know,
the first thing you said to me was you've got, what did you say?
Don't recall.
Something pussy.
I don't know who would say that.
Fresh don't you think? Pussy, don't you think that word is just vulgar?
What, pussy?
No, pussy.
What would you call a puss?
Fanny.
Oh, yeah, that's any better. Get your fucking fanny out.
Get your rat out. Yeah.
Axe
wound.
Fucking hell.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm actually so sorry to anyone watching.
Who's the Australian? Margot Robbie. She's got minge on her foot, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Is it Margot Robbie? Is it Margot Robbie? She's got like minge tattooed on her foot, I think.
Does she know what minge means?
She didn't at the time. She was originally from Clapham, didn't she? She lived in Clapham.
Growler.
What?
She used to go to... what's that club?
Inferno. Yeah.
You know the film The Inbetweeners there?
I do. Every person that comes on this podcast, whenever Clapham's mentioned, they'll
Inferno.
Say that.
Yeah, Clapham's Inferno. Not bad yourself.
You would fit right in Clapham.
Yeah,
you'd tidy up.
No, what's the one in the... you go in the sun in Clapham.
What?
The ship.
Yeah, the ship. The ship's decent.
Used to live near the ship.
It's full of...
It was me and Chippo's old stomping ground the ship. Oh,
you
yeah.
Used to, like... Get a few birds in there or what?
No. Don't worry.
What would be your go-to line if you guys were on a night out? If you were single, what would your like?
Hey, you're right.
You are fucking lucky you're in a relationship.
I can't believe he's had sex ever.
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 I'd be like, hello. Ever? Hello. Do you want to have a karaoke session?
What the fuck?
Did you just say that out loud?
That?
Do you know how many people watch this?
My vagina just went in.
It already is in.
Okay, all right, vagina expert has sex once.
So you're just hanging out?
Actually, yeah, good.
All right, what was your chat up line? Go on.
I've got a fresh pussy.
All right.
No, what's your actual say? All jokes aside.
Okay, I'd be like, this is me, I'm dancing.
Oh, God.
No, I'm in a club.
But no, but don't dance like that in public.
Okay. I'd go up to them. Wait.
Okay.
You all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you look nice.
You look okay.
Come here, officer.
Not really, no.
Oh, I'm going to do it to you. Yeah, sorry. Okay.
And also, you have to maintain eye contact the entire time.
I can't see you anyway. Right.
Where's the eye contact?
Can you give us some music?
I'll sit and wait. There's an angel. Can't jump in.
Oh, you ladies pop your pussy like this.
Yeah, that's for me.
I don't know that one.
What do you mean you don't know that one?
I'll do it then and you do it to Theo.
Okay. Well, it feels wrong because he's got a girlfriend.
No, hang on. I've got another song.
Okay.
You're beautiful.
Okay, let me slowly approach.
It's not really a club song, is it?
Are you all right?
And I saw your face.
Oh, really? Yeah. That was quite nice.
Thank you.
I wouldn't react like that. I'd say...
Wait, sorry, was that acting?
No, that was real. I enjoyed that.
With you. Okay. Not yourself. Dun, 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 it works.
Oh, is that your line? And I'd just be like, oh, like, do you want to go get a drink?
Oh, you're boring me now, sorry.
There were three ass men just trying to have some fun. A bit of different James Blunt, mix up the mood.
Sorry, I forgot you were there.
I'm telling you, it works. Actually works.
I don't know if James Blunt works, but for you.
Yeah.
James Blunt works every time.
Really?
Pound Town.
Pound Town.
I don't know why I said that. I'm honest.
I was trying to work out what relevance that
Yeah.
Had. Okay.
Now what?
So.
What's next on your list?
Is this what you do on your podcast?
Yeah. I mean, usually I do have topics, but.
You couldn't find
anything.
You just
freewheeled it with us.
Oh, you don't have a voice in your head.
Yeah, this got taken out of context, I think.
Well, put context in it.
No, I just went through, it's just, at this stage in my life, in December, it was scaring me a little bit because I'd read, I'm just looking at the words on the page and there's nothing upstairs. And then everyone, it basically started from a conversation at dinner, at steakhouse.
Okay.
And then everyone's like, yeah, we've got a voice in our head.
So like, if you, like, there's nothing.
No, because I've read a book last week and I had a voice in my head. So I think it comes and goes.
You are a strange man.
No, but you know what I'm talking about, though. You haven't got someone in your head going, yeah, my yeah, cool.
Like, I think he does.
You've got you in your head going, oh, yeah, Birmingham. You don't.
I'm not from Birmingham.
So how can you possibly?
From the black country.
Your mouth in your head is not going, hello, when I'm reading this. No. But is it?
Yeah, there it you is. Go. And if you get distracted, I'll like have a random voice. Be like, imagine if that happened.
It's not.
It's not a physical thing you hear. It's just your brain. It's you.
Thought.
It is you.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was deep.
But I don't really dream.
You don't
deep
dream?
Fair, honestly,
no, I don't dream.
Four brain cells.
Why don't you dream?
I'll have a nightmare occasionally, but on the, like, 95% of the time, I don't dream.
Last night.
What was it about?
I was on tour and I was doing my London show and everyone left because they thought it was shit.
Are you still doing the tour?
Yep.
Oh, my friends are going to your tour actually.
Really?
Elliot sorted some tickets for them.
Really?
Because it was sold out because you're so popular.
You sold out your tour?
I did.
Congratulations. Thanks. Cheers to that.
Where's your tour?
Oh.
Sorry, I was actually being so nice to you
such
then.
Such a nice. That's. Wow. This is the real the Grace fuck? Barry.
Also, Pitchside are going on tour actually.
When's that?
Can't actually say the date.
54th of Jan.
Well, if you want a ticket, all you got to do is ask.
I want a ticket. What? I actually listened to Pitchside the other day.
Really?
No, I swear to God, I was getting my car washed and I put it on the latest step. I put it on.
Oh, to
you
prep,
guys just argue.
To prep for this?
Yeah. No, I promise you, you could just argue. It's you. You shout a lot. You get very defensive over football.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah,
because
he
thinks he's right the whole time.
No, it's
right.
Genuinely my accent, I think, comes across.
No, you were very angry.
Would you say I come across the most sane and normal?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was
And maybe Reeve.
Do you not like an aggressive man?
I love an aggressive man.
Fuck me. Honestly, get a room.
Okay.
All right.
Chris and the set.
Oh.
Chris is on the... Oh, Chris and... He said Chris is on the set. I was like, where is he under here?
Oh, bless him. I shouldn't bless him. That's patronising.
No, that's patronising. So what's this tour happening then? When's the London show?
The 8th of Feb and the 1st of March.
Can you bring me out and I'll sing Angels in front of the crowd?
Oh my God, would you actually? Because I've got the Dream Boys there as well.
I think after this podcast, they won't like us.
I promise you.
I think
you,
they will.
I swear to God, I could run up any crowd.
Yeah.
Run up a crowd? What does that mean?
As in I'd get them like riled up and like...
He's from the mean streets of Seaford. So
Seaford? I've never heard of it.
You know how Ed Sheeran used to be like a pre-show person?
The warm-up act.
The warm-up act.
So you wouldn't run up the crowd, you're just the warm-up.
I get him ready.
Pre-cum.
Mate, I'm telling you, I could have a crowd pop in.
You look like a sperm, actually.
He does look like a sperm.
You do,
you are the fastest swimmer.
Oh.
I actually won the race of life.
You did. We all did.
Yeah, we all did.
That's why I don't do exercise now. I did my time.
Yeah.
I made my point.
Amen, sis.
What's your worst
fear? Here we go.
Fear?
Missing out on me.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it actually might be going to prison for the rest of your life for a crime you didn't commit.
Nah, because I would fucking thrive in prison.
Would you?
Just scissoring all about.
What the fuck? Oh, you're buying, yeah.
I feel like that would be so much fun.
I only found that out the other week.
Except the fact that you are in prison and you can't leave, how are you going to do your show?
I'd be doing some stand-up in there. I'll get them to stream it. Like, you know when people release songs from prison?
Yeah, I think you'd be all right in prison.
I feel like you wouldn't. You might be all right. You wouldn't.
I'd get bummed.
He would not be okay because he'd be like, oops, I jumped the soap again.
Doing it on purpose.
No, I'd be more relatable to the people in there.
But I would thrive in prison because I'd make mates with everyone. I'd be like just the local lad.
I think you're forgetting just how...
I would be like, oh, it's Theo again. What a joker.
I'd be like,
what
a joker. It's Tory again.
What would you guys go to prison for?
I think I know what you'd go to prison for.
Let's not say anything actually incriminating.
I wasn't going to. I was going to go and be hypothetical.
Go on.
That was a bit weird.
What would I go to prison for?
Yeah, what have you done?
You'd smuggle drugs across the border or something.
I could see that.
I wouldn't do that.
I could see you'd that.
Like, it's not worth the risk.
You'd shove bag up your ass. I actually know somebody who did that.
Really? Get caught?
Very close to getting caught.
So no. Wow. The answer's no. Yeah,
the car got stopped and searched.
No way. Well, they wouldn't search your ass, would they?
No, turns out the car got stopped. Because of there was like a fake taxi scheme
on
the island. Oh. And they thought that taxi was one of the fake taxis. So they had to get all the the what do you call it? The lettering? Or what do you call it?
Off.
The fucking It's true. He shoved it up his ass.
You're so boring, mate.
He became a graphic warden just
then. Have you made a career doing content?
If you knew who it was, you'd love the story.
Who is it?
Who was it then?
Can't say. Also, that whole story was made up.
Well, what was the point?
Oh, that was a good bit of content then. Sorry, everyone.
When in Rome.
Okay, can I finish this pod on a last bit?
Yeah, that's it. We've talked about nothing all hour.
We've spoken
This might be the worst podcast in history.
No.
All right.
No, I mean, because of us.
No, well, I can't name one thing. You've not asked one question.
Yeah.
I said about your hairline.
What's on the list?
I asked about what your pictures. I went on a date. Rosie said, why does someone send you farts daily, Tom?
Oh, yes. So I've got this guy on Twitter who every day just sends me a voice note of him farting.
Oh, let's have one. What's today's one? Because I feel like there'd be quite a range of different farts.
Oh, actually, no, he hasn't today. When's the last time he sent it? It's been a few days. I have to get through
all
the abuse.
Right.
Hang on, let me just... Oh, I hope your mother burns in hell. Okay, thanks for that, mate. Oh, yeah. Where's he gone?
It's because he's from Birmingham.
I'm not from Birmingham.
It's valid.
My girlfriend said to me before I came on there, she was like, please don't get cancelled.
I mean...
Apparently people get cancelled when they come on here.
On here?
Are you watching this year's Love Island?
Sorry, babe.
It's all right. Yeah, I am. I'm loving it. Are you?
No.
Are you?
Who watches Love Island in 2024?
They've all fucked each other. It's amazing. They've all fucked each other out of the villa. So now they come back in and it's just all so awkward and sexually tense.
Now, look, since like series three, it's been shit, Love Island.
I was like, no,
last year was quite good, or the year before, one of them was.
They all just go on for brand deals now.
Would you go on Love Island?
I wouldn't be asked.
No, if you were asked.
No. Imagine walking around a bikini.
Oh my God. What are you least open about on this show?
Relationships. That's it.
Really?
I think you should be surprising. Well, you weren't when you were with him.
No, but I wouldn't say, to be fair, I got him on the pod.
It was fucking all, you passed it in everyone's face.
So if you got in a new relationship, would you keep it off camera, offline?
Oh my God, yeah. The next person I date, no one will know. How would
they know?
Oh, okay. I like it.
Okay, can I end the pod?
No, I want to ask more questions.
Okay.
Got no more questions.
Anyway, fair enough, one piece of advice that you would give to save Grace.
Oh, to save you?
Yeah.
Do you do this on like every show?
I used to. I haven't done it in a while, so I thought I'd shake it up a bit.
One piece of it. Oh.
I know I am perfect in every way, obviously.
I would say start running or cycling.
Oh, fuck off, Theo.
I'd say...
Come on.
Okay. Well, if you want to eat more fruit and veg.
Did you just call me fat?
No, but you said you would do a hot girl walk.
Yeah.
And hot girl run.
Okay, I'll run.
I'd say wine dine 69.
I'm not a 69er.
Yeah, I'm not either, actually.
You have so much in common, guys.
Yeah, we actually do. We'd never have to get in that position. I could just lay there.
All jokes aside, you two actually do get on really well. You know, you actually have similar personalities. I could actually see you two dating.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, don't bother. Like, you could just go to the pub next door right now. I can genuinely see. I think you should actually go on a date. Just if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. What's the end of the world?
Mm. Yeah.
There's absolutely fine.
What about yourself?
Okay. Yeah, you?
Is this going to be... when the cameras go off, is it going to be awkward?
No.
We're not going to be. That's see. That's what I'm talking
we're
about.
We're not awkward people, are we?
But, that, yeah, but that's not. What I'm talking about. The fact that it's not awkward means you're a perfect match.
Okay. Just because you're an awkward person, that doesn't mean everyone else not awkward should be together.
I thrive on the awkwardness. It's my favourite personality trait.
Do you? Anyway, this has been a really good pod. I've really enjoyed it, actually. I have.
What's your viewership, male to female?
Rosie? 80-20.
Male, female.
Female to male.
Oh, hello, lady.
Okay, cut his camera.
Are people going to hate us?
No, I think they're going to hate me. No, I think they will like you both.
I don't know. My accent's fucking horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Also, I feel like I'm quite annoying.
You said you liked...
I really like a Birmingham accent, but I am in the minority.
I'm not from Birmingham.
Yeah, well, you fucking sound like it.
I'm from Dudley. It's the black country.
Dudley. That was my... whole downstairs went in. That's crazy.
Stop saying that.
In?
Yeah, it sounds like you're struggling. Okay. Like your last breath, Dudley.
Do you want me to leave?
That'll be... No.
Have you ever said that's her last breath?
Jesus, no. Hell.
What were you going to say? Go on, say it.
Go on, say it. Say it with chest. Say it with chest.
I was just going to say that would be the sound of me on top of her.
Thank God for that.
But that and then that. I was like, what a weird thing to say in front of hundreds of thousands of people.
You don't have that many listeners, do you?
So yeah, that's good.
Cut the shit out of that.
So that's staying in.
Is there anyone been on this show before that you've had the same rapport with other than Tom?
Have you got nothing better to do?
Maybe Ella Morgan. We said we were going to, as a joke.
Yeah, but that kind of makes me feel insecure because now I've got to compete with men and women.
Only you.
No. You're not listening to me.
You've got to compete with men and women.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's a you problem then, isn't it?
That does sound like a you problem.
That's true.
Yeah.
Tom, you're the most beautiful man I know. You should be so secure.
Thank you. I am, really.
You're not going to give that to him back?
I was trying to gaslight her. Anyway, what was the next question?
That is my time. Anyway,
it's trying to end the show, man. I don't want to end.
Why? Okay, what else do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
You said you got shit to do
today. What's your body count?
Oh, yeah, what is your body count?
Time to end the show, guys. Thank you so... What did you just say?
Three?
Thank you so much for watching.
I feel like you're a relationship guy.
Well, ask him about Weatherspoons.
What happened to Weatherspoons? Did you fuck him, Weatherspoons?
No, I didn't. What?
Were you the one that shat on the floor in Ibiza?
No, I didn't shit on the floor. We don't know who did that.
Go on, what's your body count? I'll tell you mine.
You tell me yours first.
Four.
That's times it by three, lads.
Keep no, I actually
four,
believe
eight,
that.
12.
12?
Oh, times it by three.
That's still not that bad, actually. How old are you?
24.
That's
never
not
ask a woman their age.
What would you say a bad body count is?
There is no bad body count.
Oh,
I'll be honest, it doesn't really...
triple figures.
Yeah, if it was like...
triple figures.
Yeah, I don't think there's... It wouldn't really bother
What's me. Yours, Tom? Like 80?
No, like 12, 13.
That's a lie. I feel like your dick would be red raw.
I could literally name more than that this year for you.
That's not true. That really isn't true.
Also, why does everyone care, man?
Yeah.
It's just life.
It's just fun to know.
Life
just
is life.
Just love and be loved, man.
At the end of the day.
It's night.
At the end of
that was your cue to end. That was
sorry,
a perfect
I was
segue.
Trying to work out
Jesus.
What we're ending the pod.
You
thanks,
do this
guys.
For a job.
Fuck it. Rude. You do this for a
I
job.
I would come back on with you, Tom. So if you need another
I think,
guest.
I think I'll just have Tom.
Yeah, I think next time it'll be a one-on-one.
It worked. So
anyway,
set him up.
You've been watching Saving Grace. Like, wait.
You're getting
like,
nervous
subscribe.
In front of Tom.
No.
You are getting
if
nervous.
If you're watching, give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Say bye, guys, in your
see
camera.
See you later.
Ta-ra.
Not, why have you got your shoes off?
Because he's a dirty pig.
Because I'm on the sofa on a carpet.
Oh,
I'd get my shoes
you.
Off.
That is sweet. No one's ever done that before.
See you later, ladies.
Ciao,
no, none
Bella.
None of that, please. None of that.